Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, the Packers start their mandatory minicamp today, and according to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, Aaron Rodgers is not expected in Green Bay this week. Pelissero's sources have told him there's been, quote, no change in the reigning NFL MVP status after he has already forfeited $500,000 in workout bonuses for skipping Green Bay's voluntary OTAs. Now, Rodgers can be fined up to $93,000 if he fails to show at any of the mandatory three practices this week. It's not yet clear if Rodgers will show up to training camp, which starts July 27th. Any absences then would lead to a league-mandated fine of $50,000 per day. Elsewhere, with the trade now official, Julio Jones arriving in Nashville Monday to meet his new teammates. The All-Pro ex-Falcons receiver was acquired by Tennessee in exchange for a 2022 second-round pick and a fourth rounder the following year. In other news, the Ravens signing running back Gus Edwards to a two-year, $10 million contract extension during Edwards' initial three seasons in the league, all with Baltimore. He averaged a little over 5 yards per carry with 10 career rushing touchdowns. Baltimore also agreeing to a two-year, $3.5 million contract with offensive tackle Juwan James. James was also in the news yesterday because he filed a grievance against his former team, the Broncos, after they released him last month following an Achilles injury he suffered while working out. The Niners signing former Ravens defensive back Tony Jefferson. It's returned to the NFC West for Jefferson, who originally entered the NFL after signing with the Arizona Cardinals as an undrafted free agent back in 2013. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rapoport, the Saints are bringing in veteran free agent cornerback Dre Kirkpatrick for a visit. The longtime former Bengals starter, playing 14 games for the Cardinals last year and tied for a team-high 3 interceptions during his lone season in the desert. The Saints division rivals, the Buccaneers, making some contract adjustments to their Super Bowl-winning head coach Bruce Arians and general manager Jason Light. Arians gets more money in his new deal, while Light has several extra years added to his contract with Tampa. Monday, Cowboys wide receiver Michael Gallup stopped by the virtual breakfast table on Good Morning Football and gave an update on Dak Prescott's return from injury.
Dak looks like the same old Dak. Ready to get out there, ready to be a leader. You know, he just has that little thing to him. Every time you see him, you just want to make sure you're doing everything right, you know, for him. He's a great dude on and off the field. You know, coming out here after his injury, actually after his contract, he's just the same old dude. You know, ain't nothing changed about him except he just wants to play now. So, you know, props to him. Everything that he's done, he's earned, and just an amazing player.
Well, for analysis on all the storylines heading into minicamps this week, download the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. A brand new episode is available today. Well, my time is up. I'm Will Sullivan. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.